ordinary person. No one could afford a book. And the books were mainly religious because they were written by and for the clergy, and most of the books were stored in monasteries and churches. That was the beginning of what we call libraries in the Western world. So the Rambam in the 12th century, when he came to write the Mishnah Torah, sensed, so to speak, a time when books would become more popular, more prevalent, and where the oral tradition would begin to give way almost completely to the written word. And the Rambam was therefore a great devotee of producing books and of having the oral Torah written down, organized, systematized into what was the Mishnah Torah. A great deal of the opposition to the Rambam and to the Mishnah Torah came from people who simply opposed books. And by opposing books, I mean the great thing about the oral tradition, the oral law, is that it's oral. Anything that is oral, including these brilliant lectures, has within it a spontaneity, it has within it a naturalness, and also has a flexibility. And it is given to explanation, sometimes in the nuance of a gesture. A complicated idea can be explained. But when you take it out of the oral and put it in the written, so then it becomes frozen. And because of that, not every great oral lecturer is able to write well, or does the book read well. And not every book on complicated matters is really very understandable. It's an enormous talent to be able to write clearly. And the Rambam is the one who made that transition from the oral tradition, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral explanation of the Talmud. The entire foundation of Jewish law, which was based on the oral law, the Rambam is the one who put it into writing. And he put it into writing in such a clear way that it almost retained the positive aspects of being oral, even though it was written. Those who opposed the Rambam, that was one of their main objections, was that he was going to freeze it. He was going to take something which was alive and fresh and subject to debate and had a give and take and an elasticity to it. He was going to take it and freeze it and say, this is the rule. Now, I'm pretty sure that all of you are aware of the fact that there is very little as boring as reading a law book. If you want to prove the theory, take the United States Code annotated and sit down and start reading. You will not be fascinated. And that's true generally. The Rambam's Mishnah Torah is an exception to the rule. It's an interesting law book. It's a fascinating law book. The organization, the choice of words, the structure, the examples that he uses remove most of the debilitating characteristics of a written law book. So that, in essence, the critics of the Rambam were correct, in theory. But because of the Rambam's greatness, he was able to overcome what undoubtedly would have been a valid criticism of anyone else. And that has to be borne in mind when we realize what the Mishnah Torah was. The third great book of the Rambam is his most controversial work. The book is called